10 signs you can attract your crush back.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Sink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction Personal Empowerment podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zenk. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. And, you know, we've been doing this since 2007. We are absolutely committed to people enjoying the fruits of life. And, of course, the nectar, the sweet part of the fruits of life, so to speak, is love. It's a relationship. And we don't take on casual stuff. And we focus on people that truly want a committed, loving, happy, enjoyable, long-term relationship or marriage. Now, we understand that sometimes soulmates, twin flames, get together and everything is going great. And for some reason, life gets in the way. Negative emotions get in the way, and all of a sudden, people are gone their different directions, and they should still be together because they loved each other so much. We always say, if you loved once, you can love 1,000 times stronger the second time around. Now, it's not just about getting your crush back. It's about reestablishing and rebuilding and creating a whole new relationship, because the old way of behavior, the old way of acting, didn't work. If it did, you'd still be together. So we are looking for people that really desire to have a new love affair with their wife, their husband, their long-term relationship. You can have the money you desire. We believe you can have the love you crave, and you can have the health you depend upon. And that's what we do. We have had so much positive, optimistic success from people all over the world. It's absolutely incredible. I mean, when I think about the people that came to me, oftentimes crying, broken, and they said, well, Robert, I don't know if I can save, I mean, I'm just devastated. And we talked, and sometimes it took 3 weeks, sometimes it took 3 months, sometimes it took a year. But they're back with the one they love. But here's the key. They're not in the old relationship anymore. They're in a brand new relationship. So today, we're going to share with you 10 signs that you have the power. You have the ability to attract your lover, your crush, your wife, your husband back into your life. Number one, he or she seems to be in your dreams all the time. I mean, it's almost like you're living two lives. And sometimes when they are in your dreams, they behave differently. They show you different energy. They show you energy that you used to feel when you fell in love. And you wake up and you feel, oh man, I feel so good. I want to go back to bed. When your crush is in your dreams on a repeated basis, that means the two of you are still communicating on an energetic, vibrational level. Remember, the two of you shared a deep entanglement emotionally, mentally, physically, sexually, in a lot of other ways. And that entanglement isn't broken just because one person said it's over. That entanglement is still present. And that is your bridge to saving your relationship. Number two, you see the number 222 all the time. Now, other number combinations can come up, such as 1111 or 333 or 777. But I think 222 is extraordinarily the most powerful. And if you're seeing that on a regular basis, along with perhaps some of these other number combinations, you're seeing an incredible sign coming to you from the universe. If you are, and this is part of number two, if you're seeing the person's name, if you're seeing the kind of car they drove, if you're hearing the kind of music that he or she used to listen to all the time, along with the numbers 222 or 1111, it's a sign you have the power to attract your crush back into your life. Sign number three, perhaps you are talking still with your crush. You have some communication. If he or she should ask you, are you seeing anyone else? Have you started seeing people? That's a master sign that you can save your relationship. You can have a whole new relationship and you can attract your crush back into your life. Number four, when you do see your lover, your ex-wife, your ex-husband, your crush, she or he is decked out. He's maybe lost a few pounds. She has a few more curves. I mean, they're looking great because they're doing stuff to improve themselves with the subconscious hope of attracting a new and vital and vibrant relationship with you or someone better. You're still in the game. Your marriage can still be saved. Your relationship can be saved. The law of attraction isn't a wishing game. It's a law. And if you follow it and you do it, it must work. I want you to write me. Make certain you claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. Go to lawofattractionsolutions.com. Fill out the form. Include a letter. We can't get back to everyone. So we take those who we think are most likely to benefit by our service. But I do have good news. We very soon will have an incredible miracle mentor, an alchemy life coach in India, and she is phenomenal. And so while we haven't been taking too many people from the East, just due to the time constraint, we will be again, and it's absolutely wonderful. It's amazing. Okay, let's get on with this. Number five, your ex, your crush, blames you for the breakup. I would have been with you forever. I would have loved you till the end of time had you not done this. That's a sign. Listen to me. That's a sign that he or she is hurting, still in a state of pain, and needs energetic healing. And oftentimes, there can't be a full, complete relationship until there is energetic healing. But it's a sign that they still love you and that you can have an incredible relationship with this person again. Sometimes, number six, they will text you for no reason at all. Oh, just wanted to see if the plumbing was okay. Just wanted to see if this was going okay. And those kind of text messages are signs that they're thinking about you, that they're trying to stay in contact with you, and that they are keeping the door open. It may only be open an inch or so, but the door is still open. Now, you're going to think number seven is crazy. You're going to go, Robert, you are absolutely insane. You're a lunatic. Well, maybe, but number seven is a huge sign that you can get your crush back and have an incredible relationship. They've blocked you. They've blocked you on Instagram. They've blocked you on Facebook. They've blocked your phone number. And you say, well, how am I going to do it if I can't talk to them? It's never been about talking. You don't talk someone into loving you or into living with you or into marrying you. It's never been about talking. It's about vibration. Remember, what you put out is what you attract back. So if they've blocked you, that is a huge sign that they feel an intensity dealing with you. And so they've kind of cut you out of their life. But it doesn't mean that you're cut out forever. Trust me on that one. Okay, I've had numerous cases where people have been blocked, restraining orders, all kinds of craziness, and they're together now. Number 8, when you see that person, they have a hard time looking you directly in the eyes. Eye contact is so important for building depth in a relationship, whether it's in business or in a personal loving relationship. And so these people, they will look away from you kind of when they're talking to you. There won't be that direct eye contact because they still have feelings for you. Number 9, they will act like the two of you were never together, like you never had a relationship, like it never happened. Or they will do the opposite. They will reminisce. Do you remember the time we did this? Do you remember when we did that? Wasn't that fun the time we did this? Either extreme is a powerful sign that you can attract your ex back, your crush back, your ex-wife back, your lover back, whatever. Okay, you can. And you have a good shot at it. You have a good chance. But you really have to engage in the law of attraction. Absolutely essential. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com and write me a letter. Let me know how we can help. Number 10, and again, you're going to think, Robert's gone off the deep end now. The person that you love, your crush, your ex, has put another person in their life. Almost like, wow, how'd that happen so fast? I mean, that's crazy. We were just together last week, and a month later, they've got a new relationship? Oh, no, they don't. Oh, no, they don't. They're still in pain. They're still in trauma. They're still struggling. And all they've done is put someone else in there to kind of soften the blow, soften the pain a little bit, numb the pain. But that's a huge sign. When somebody comes into somebody's life, and if they come into somebody's life a year later or 2 years later, well, hey, that's normal. But if they're there right away, it's a sign that, well, that you can have the love you desire with the person you desire. And I absolutely mean that. The law of attraction is an incredible law. You are a co-creator of your reality. You have the power to manifest the life you truly desire. And I absolutely mean that. Thank you so much for listening. And hey, if you know somebody that can benefit from this podcast, share it with them. Otherwise, you have a great day and keep soaring like a beautiful eagle. Bye-bye now.